with the example of teaching a child, right? It reminded me of a page from the Heart Sutra, page 226, near the bottom. There was one part that says, you train the mundane mind to just be mindful of the in and out breath until one day, when this mundane mind comes to realize that if it listens to you, it will be very peaceful.
That one is correct.
If it didn't listen to you, it will become very heedless. This is the beginning.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu. That one, pay attention. That is how you should train. You train the mind until the mundane mind realize when it obey you, he find peace, understand not? That's why you go into anapanasati, the mindfulness, that is a free mind, and it gives you the quality of mind that is aware. Otherwise, you get into trouble, understand not? So that one is very important. So at the back there. You train the mundane mind to just be peaceful of the, mindful of the in and out breath, until one day, when this mundane mind come to realize that if it listen to you, who actually develop the understanding to train the mundane mind to be aware, it will be very peaceful. Understand? No stress, because mindful. If it didn't listen to you, continue with the heedlessness, like what Sui went through, everything also not at peace with the reality, one thing's your way, then you suffer. Then it will become very heedless. So this is the beginning. That's why I say the moment you can train your mind to be aware, that's only the beginning of real
meditation.
Now you understand what I meant. Last time you all could not understand. Because the Buddha also emphasized on heedfulness, mindfulness, but nobody understands. So when you don't see the importance, you cannot meditate. That's why meditation has to be done with understanding. So initial training is just the beginning. But once you stabilize, then only the real meditation begins. You remember there was one lady that asked question, you mean after all the years of cultivation?
That's the question.
Oh, that is the question. Oh, no wonder the answer
just
is
after
there.
That, just after that. No, just, 226, the bottom.
Yeah, you mean after attending all the retreat, no? How many years? I come back, I still haven't started the real meditation. All that, understand? So, all these are very beautiful sharing. As I luckily it was recorded, then Miss Lee do the short note, then I edit it, then you have it in printed form. So learning become very easy. That's why I tell Kamita last night, you go and read this Heart Sutta enough already. Anything you want to know about the sainthood way, count it already. Then of course with the four circle, a little bit about the Bodhisattva way, where the nature or... Because last time when I show this four circle, I only write down, but I couldn't explain because nobody were really ready at that time. So I just say, how to return, because this is how you go and get lost. This is a creation process. So to return means what? To return means what? You return this phenomenal world of consciousness back to?
Mundane.
The mundane mind. Well, from here it starts, understand? So how to return? Realize that they are false, understand? The universal characteristic, not what you think. Anicchang, dukkha, anatta. So when you realize this is false, this one return to here. Understand? Then when you return to here, this one still got views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and everything. Still very, very, I should say, different. Understand? Then when you realize all this is what the consciousness is all about, your views, opinion, all from memory. So what you do is, after you return to here, you meditate with awareness until the mundane mind realizes itself and cease. Understand not? Understand not? Then when it comes back to here, means what? This form of mind no more. Understand not? That's why this one can bring you here to develop the wisdom. Then when the pure awareness also cease, means you realize what? Ah, cessation of form and mind, even a glimpse, enough. Ariyaridhi. So this is the process. You return all of the external form to the phenomenal world of consciousness, back to the consciousness, understand? Then see the unreality of mind. Means, unless you can see this movement with awareness, you learn to see mind, the unreality of mind. Because these are all dependent origination entity, understand? Impermanent. When you want things your way, it leads to dukkha, suffering. Then because it's impermanent, not a permanent engineering entity, everything that you experience from here, which is projected into here, is not real. Anatta, non-self, empty. And when you realize this, this mind with the wisdom realizes itself and cease. Understand? Then you reach the point, like I say, think also like that, don't think also like that. Understand? We are all this like film show, understand? Like illusionary, create illusion for you. So when you have the wisdom, you are not deluded, this one can cease. Then when this one ceases, the first thing you realize is the pure awareness nature. Because from here you observe and you understand all this. So from here you observe, understand all this, then this one realizes itself, cease, then you realize here with that wisdom born of observation here, this one cease. Understand? Without the wisdom it cannot cease. Yeah. I remember the cessation only come after I realize all this, understand all this, then to me, think also like that, don't think also like that. Then what happened? You don't think, you fall back to here, understand? Then this one also you know is not real. You're just silent and let things be. Then when the wisdom have realized sufficient stability and understanding, then the cessation happened by itself. You cannot predict when one. Without you knowing it, like Ananda, try so hard, cannot happen one. Qi Yun also, try so hard, retreat, few days, continuous meditation, no use. Yeah, the mind is still holding on to things. But the moment he give up, like just want to lie down and sleep, before the head touched the pillow, he became awake. Qi Yun, the burning one, awakened. So what you need to do when you are here with the pure awareness, just relax and let things be. Then understand that thing also like that. But when you are here, you are very near to a mundane mind. You know? You're thinking very fast. From here to here is very fast. But to return from here to here is not easy. That's why you must train. You must develop the ability to develop this awareness-based memory. Once this one becomes stable, then very different. Then you only need to develop the stability of wisdom and know how to allow things to be. Relax and let things be. You think also like that, don't think also like that, then you won't think. You won't think, then you are here. Then that tranquility, stillness, it will develop. Until when the condition is there, it triggers off the cessation. And most of the time is one glimpse. But enough, after you come out, you already know that there is no such thing as a permanent unchanging entity inside. And you will know this one is not you. You will not grasp, you will not cling. But as you develop more and more understanding with the awareness nature, you locate the gateway, then you can go beyond the sainthood way, to go the bodhisattva way. And this nature's transformation and understanding, a lot. Then after that, when you go back to cessation, longer. And that cessation, after many, many lives, you develop perfection of it until you have the full understanding. They call it the Sammasambuddha, Samyak Sambohi. The Pali word is what? Sammasambuddhahood is what? Anuttara Samyak Sambohi. Then the all knowing. That's why the Buddha is omniscient, teacher of men and God, guide without comparison, understand? So all these are the quality, perfect in wisdom, perfect in virtue, everything is perfect. Then that whole perfection transformed into the ability to understand this beginning, the source, the oneness, everything, and how all this process happened. That's why the Bodhisattva way, when you go into that nature, the gateway that take you in, this one transform and develop until very, very sophisticated. Then as you continue the Bodhisattva way, from here to here, it keep on happening, until this perfection become a living reality towards the end. Then from here, the source, you will understand everything. That's why the Buddha has this ability to recollect and recall all the countless birth. You remember after his enlightenment, the seventh day? He went through that process and he developed all the understanding. Okay.